I think post-groove depression isn't always about like the alcohol and you being disappointed that you spend money and stuff like that, because I don't spend money because I'm a cute girl. I think it's also to do with the people you chill with, and this is what I've noticed. I can go ham with like my friends, like my people, and it'll be good. We'll all be hungover, we'll be a kapan, and it's good. But if I go ham with people that like God is like, girl, this girl isn't your friend, or like energies that I don't know, and this is why I'm so adamant on not chilling with people who aren't my people. If I chill with that one friend that God is like, girl, this girl's not supposed to be here, you're supposed to leave her in 2020, then I get that. So I think it's not only the alcohol, it also has a lot to do with the people you chill with, child.
You hope you don't. I hope I don't gawk on you guys.
Yeah,
you is it bad,
bro? At the wine, there was no reason for that.
But and we finished the bottle,
did we?
Yes.
But it's just really a small bottle.
Okay. Hi everyone. Welcome to the AliExpress. I'm Alice, and I look cute for a living.
I'm Lizzie, and I'm just trying to survive.
I'm Rejoice, doing the same thing Lizzie and Alice do.
Hi guys, I'm Vlad. I'm a voiceover artist.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh my god. That's what I do.
That's what you're gonna leave with.
Oh my god.
Hey, stop making fun of my voice, man. Look, it's a gift I can't control.
Okay, so today we're talking about post-groove depression. What is post-groove depression?
Lizzie, do you want to start?
Yes. Let me tell y'all, because a bitch is fighting for her life right now. So basically, it's when you go out, you're having a jolly good time with your friends, and then the next day you're contemplating your whole life. Maybe you kissed someone you didn't want to coast, or...
Coast.
What's that?
Coast.
Is that what it is? Or you spend too much money, or
you lose your phone.
Or you are making an idiot of yourself. Baby bumped, scratched your car. You know, just things like that.
Crying over
people.
Sometimes something specific doesn't even have to happen. You're just like,
yeah.
Why
sometimes
do I go
you actually
out? I just hate my life. Yeah. The next day it's so weird. Yeah. Alcohol is a depressant, I believe.
Yeah, no, it is. Yes, I looked it up. You're not allowed to drink alcohol when you're on antidepressant, because it's like, what are you doing, bitch? Like, so yeah, it is a depressant, but it makes you feel so nice in the moment.
Only in the moment.
But the moment is all that matters.
Depression comes from like, before you were drinking, you probably something was going on and you're like, oh, okay, then you drink and you're really happy. So now you felt like good for like 6 hours.
Yes.
Or a day, depending how long you guys rock. And then...
days, bro. Bangers.
You know? And then now, afterwards, you're down. Because, you know, you don't have that lightness. The chemicals aren't booming. I don't know. I'm just talking shit, I guess.
Sometimes it's about the people you are with. Also. Maybe it's the energy.
I think some people are so draining sometimes. So, like, you're in the thrive. And the thrive is fun, but it's also, like, the energy around you is, like, draining.
Yeah.
So, you're having a good time, yes. And you're drunk, obviously. But then, now the energy... And, like, people are just maybe being negative or, like, just...
Or you simply don't like them, bro.
Exactly.
You're like, why was I chilling with this person the whole night?
And that's a big part of it. Yeah. It's like, I wasted my time for what? You know what I do now?
But I don't even chill with
If I'm in the thrive, if we're grooving, and I'm not feeling the vibes, I just get up and I go somewhere else. Honestly,
you don't waste time.
I go by myself because this is the Saturday I have. This is the time I have. I'm not going to waste it on like...
Yo, I wasted last weekend, guys. Just trying to make somebody feel better, and
they didn't feel better.
And it's those high maintenance people in the chill. Number one, they're always complaining.
Number, I'll just leave right there.
Yeah,
always complaining.
Like always complaining. Yeah. The show is weird because it's at night now. What must happen?
It's just you. It's just you every time with problems. We all have problems.
All these friends are like, for guys, you all went out together and. Oh, where the bitches at? Where the girls at? Dog, there's the woman. Go talk to them. Why am I? Do you know? I came here for one reason.
I don't have Ranger now. I'm in it.
What should I do when I come
back? Where the bitches at?
Need to answer phone now.
But you just need to have a good time. But yeah, at what cost?
Really, at what cost?
So are you gonna stop grooving now?
Oh, hell no.
I think just find your tribe. Find like an energy that you like. Like, I like going out with like you guys. It's nice. Mm-hmm. I like doing that. Like, there's always just great vibes and energies and stuff like that. So
fun.
Yeah,
it's so vibe fun. Was fun.
Was fun. Yeah. Looks like it.
It was fun. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Little face, right?
This guy's looking at me in the face with his cracked glasses and he's talking about I look like a mess.
Listen, it's not a crack, it's a designer. It's a style.
Okay,
it's
Harry Potter.
It's going to catch on.
That doesn't that irritate you? You just look past it.
I'm a very determined person.
You don't even like focus on it or anything.
I'm just
like,
it's like it's not there at all. But yeah, I mean, on the depression, it's also, like you say, who you're with. But being conscious of it, man. Like, sometimes you realize, I think we have different friends for different reasons. And if you're consistently only with the same person or the same group of people, the thrive becomes the same.
Redundant.
It's like,
That's why I'm happy I don't have a squad.
Yeah.
Like, my friends are really inky, pinky, poinky. Just, you know.
I've really been diversified. And it works great. You know, you get a chance to miss people. And then you get to see new people. And you learn a lot of things from people.
Okay, I think I maybe need to. Okay, no, I am diversified. I have you guys now.
Oh.
Had them.
You're throwing us away.
Yeah,
no, I'm not. But nobody only had them first.
No, you guys are the squad with the stories most that I was being told yesterday.
Who's that? Is it? We have many stories.
No, it was just one story that came out of nowhere for no
guys,
reason.
I'm not going to get particular or specific, but please keep my mouth out of your name. Oh, my name. You see, I'm vexed, you know. If you want to talk about any Vlad, go talk about Vladimir Putin. He's very topical now. Not me.
Not you.
Nonsense.
You. But your bushes.
He's doing too much, bro.
No, but he's so serious.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know. Like, it's going to be very, like, controversial. But I like his energy, man. Like, I just feel like that's like a... He's a man. Like,
he has
a problem. I have a problem.
First you said you had the ick, but now.
I have the ick for men.
Men, but yeah. But Vladimir is like not someone that I can achieve most, guys. Where am I going to meet him? My mama's go run naked in Siberia or something and be impressed by me too. Like, where am I going to meet Vladimir Putin?
Go wrestle a bear.
Yeah, I'm going to wrestle a bear in Siberia or something. No.
Oh, no.
So yeah, it's just like a crush. Not even a crush. Like,
you need to describe what an ick is because I think a lot of people would know that.
An ick. Mm-hmm. I actually got it from Lizzie. Maybe Lizzie must explain Lizzie is the one that told me. Like, when you just...
The ick, you're just... Like, someone does one thing that probably ticks you off. And everything they do after that, like, you just can't look past it.
That
you don't want to squeeze them.
That's meant for me.
Yes, like the guy that gave my friends the ick. Yeah. And me.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Wow.
No, it's not someone she dated, just so I don't get put on blast. It's just a random guy that, like, won't leave the girlie alone, bro.
Because the thing is, he was like, oh, you're single now. Or you single, because I was always single, I guess. And
girl.
I heard
that twice. My ex, well, not really my ex, but
yeah, you just, you know, now you're free. So he was like, you know, I've liked you for years, whatever. And I was like, okay, so? I was like, I'm not a roller coaster. Are you now next on the line? He's like, I'm a human being, you know? Then he was like, all right. Then the one day he's like, babe. I said, babe?
Babe?
No.
What?
And
what
then he's like,
that?
No, I'm just going to call you babe from now on. I said, no, thank you.
not what?
I said, don't do that. So now, after all of that, for him to still go around and say he's my... I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's such loser energy.
So maybe let us into the psychology of the lying man. Why would you lie like that?
No, I wouldn't.
Why would you lie like that? Like, literally.
It's loser energy because I feel like he's trying to mark his territory so other people can't, you know, snatch me up. But listen.
That's creepy. Yeah. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
massive
no.
red flag.
He's excommunicated.
No.
Yes.
Because I was just like, this is too many. I'm drawing up boundaries and you're still just... You guys are so
you guys
articulate.
See what excommunicated?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I guess your question...
So he gave me the ink.
No, I don't get it. Yeah.
I don't know,
that
but
is
I
a
do
major ink even.
I do know, you know, guys who do that and... That just lie about things unprovoked.
It's actually mad.
It's mad,
literally,
you know?
It's that though. Yeah. Nobody even, like literally nobody. Yeah. Nobody. Let me lie about this. Yeah. Let me tell these people I did it.
Oh,
before.
I'm a producer. Yeah, yeah. I just said AKA my beat.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
Guys, come on, man. Like,
kind of like how you're a voiceover artist.
No, listen, that's actually true. I'm a real voiceover artist.
No, I hear you on the radio. You yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, for which radio?
I do different stations. I do... this Fresh FM, the group,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and then I record with this lady at Audio Art. Shout out to Ruby and to Sonia. So Ruby also tells them. So.
Yeah. Ruby and my cousin also used to do Radio Wave. I remember.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, okay. Lizzie's obviously in post groove depression now, but was the last time you guys had it?
Oh, post groove.
Yeah. How did you?
Last weekend was bad.
Yeah.
I just continued drinking.
Yeah.
I had to just
pause it.
I mean.
Did it even work?
No. I had such a horrible day.
Right? Oh, no.
And then I started feeling better. And then I was like, oh, okay. You know, as mm-hmm. the week went on. But yeah. I don't think there's a cure. Is there a cure?
I don't know, girl.
No, I feel like cuddles work.
Oh,
yeah,
shame.
You have nice cuddles.
Now, where must we get cuddles?
Yeah, you're the only one in a relationship. I hate this guy.
Well, look, yeah, I'm just giving you the solution.
But people are so annoying.
Uh-huh.
Like, the people that are hitting me up are just annoying.
Bruh,
I feel like they would annoy me.
Them.
Yeah.
Not even one. Except okay, I want one.
The next topic, or what you said you wanted to talk about, was alternative dating. What is that?
Yeah, so alternative dating.
I leave the chat here. I was trickly decklies.
Alternative dating, what I meant by was really like polyamory, which mm-hmm. is basically like when you date someone and you're like really open that, look, I'm trying to see someone else. So like the great American poet Kanye West said, deception is the only felony, never fuck nobody without telling me. So it's you set your own boundaries. For example, like, do you want me to tell you I'm with someone else, or just say I'm not available right now? Do you actually want to know if I'm also seeing other people, or should I just like keep
that's
it
how it
nice?
Works?
And how's that going for you?
Yeah, I also want
I don't
to
know
ask,
who
so maybe
I'm
you
polyamory.
Like,
okay, yeah.
But let me tell you guys what my ex did this week when he called me in the middle of the night. He was like, no, I'm actually, I think you were right, I'm polyamorous. But I'm willing to be monogamous for you. I said, bitch, you just like lying. You just like lying and cheating.
And I think, like,
it's not
the
same
lying
thing.
Lying doesn't work for polyamory.
I think a lot of men think that cheating can just be polyamorous.
No,
it's not the
same
thing.
No, you have to communicate.
Yeah, you have to communicate. I was like, no.
And it's also, like, two ways. So if we're polyamorous, that means that I'm also, like, as the woman in this or whatever, I'm also going to find people.
Well, that's funny that you
said that.
And
then I'm going to, like,
why?
Because men are such jealous creatures. Jealous.
I'm not going to mention anyone's names, but I know a couple of people who have been in long polyamorous relationships.
No, is the polyamory in this thing, like in inverted commas?
No, it's actually polyamory because the other partner knows that the one person has other people, but they are not allowed to have other people. So I guess
I feel like that's abuse.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. So don't
that's,
do that.
That's being
don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that to your heart. And so
no, it's not going to work out for you.
No,
yeah.
It's
honestly.
Not. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm such a jealous person.
Yeah.
Guys, same. I just don't understand why you'd want anyone else. If you have me. Like, aren't they your whole happiness?
Great, literally, because you're so great. Honestly. Like, why?
But also, why don't you want me to be with anybody else?
Yeah.
What kind of selfishness
the
is there?
Like, maybe, like, I'm jealous, but, like, my jealousy can always be controlled. Like, if I know that this is what I'm getting myself into, I can always prepare my mind for anything. So, like, if we are in it, then we are in the thing. And we are being honest and it's fine. But then you also could tell me, no, I can't, like, have people... And stuff like that's not gonna work for me.
Because
then
control.
Again, it's like patriarchy. It's a patriarchal thing. So now you want yes. to be out there, and I must be at home.
Yeah.
I must be at home.
This guy was so jealous without even talk to other people or was like friends with my exes. Whole time he was doing a whole lot of other shit on set. So I was like, sir,
was he jealous?
Yes, extremely. Right, he texts me as soon as I get home. He doesn't know how to like talk about things in person. So as soon as I get home, I just feel like text.
Does that happen a lot?
Like,
not the jealousy. I mean, I think everyone is jealous, but like, or have you guys been in situations where the your guy or your person, like wants certain privileges or to be allowed to do certain things, but you aren't?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I got the 2 a.m. call from my ex, yeah, you've been out ever since you've been back, but like, I've only seen you with girls. If I see you with a guy, I'm gonna what? And I'm like, what the hell is this? Aren't you? You are the one who doesn't rest.
It's mainly guys. That guy doesn't rest. It's mainly men who are doing that stuff who are always paranoid that you're gonna do it too.
Yeah.
They know that they're doing it.
Did you guys read that tweet? Maybe we are digressing again, but it's very. I'm gonna talk about it. Did you guys read that tweet where the lady said, women will be like, oh no, I don't think I'm okay. Then you ask them, oh, what's wrong? Then they'll name like 5 life-stopping things and they say, oh, but I think I'm gonna be okay.
Yes,
I'm gonna be fine.
I think
I was like, but that's so true. And I only realized this even last week when I was like telling someone about all the shit that happened last year. And the person's like, you talk about it like it's nothing. I'm like, yeah, you know, it happened. And then I just kind of continue with life modes. Because what else am I gonna do? Like, I can't like now be in a bed and like cover my head and not do anything.
Life just goes on, bro.
Yeah, like you just literally have to but you'll name like literally 5 life. Your life was actually supposed to stop because these are traumatic things that happen, but no.
Even like me, I'm like, oh no, I'm going into the hospital today. People are like, no, you're kidding. And then you're in the hospital and people are like, how are you so chill? Or they're like, oh no, I was in ICU. And then
it's wild. It's wild.
And then
or someone is harassing you back. Like, these things are actually serious. There's nothing like.
Imagine literally every day you're harassed almost every day.
Bruh.
Literally, someone will come and say something to you. Or like,
true.
Say,
especially
like,
that
something.
Other establishment. I don't know why I keep going back. Because I'm always harassed there.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That's
like, literally, it's always
harassed.
You guys
are going
something.
Through it, bruh. Yeah. My life is like, you know, sunflowers. And
because you're a man.
Yes, it's great, right?
Well, I didn't ask for the privilege, but it's here. Shit, I'm going to eat it.
Let's have a few petty peeves, and then we'll do a black business shout out and a few fuck Mary kills.
Okay.
That we should try making up on the spot.
Okay.
Okay, but my petty peeve was already, as I said, men who lie about sleeping with women or being with women. Don't do that. Like, it's you're a loser.
Yeah.
There's no need to. Like, just
as a man, you're already a loser, probably.
Yeah.
Now you have to go.
Literally, you're a patho. Imagine.
No,
I'm not gonna say anything, but yeah, it's true.
You know, like, men should actually be the ones to be working so hard on themselves because you guys are such losers.
No, we are the prize.
Actually,
you guys have
you
so over and
it
over
must be opposite.
We
clearly,
are the prize, so.
Clearly, we've shown over and over again
because there will always be pick me's that show. That mean that they are the prize. I mean, they keep trying to do those things because they can get away with it with some people. Okay, wait. Fuck, marry, kill, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put, what?
Polyamory. Monogamy.
Monogamy.
And cheating. I mean, cheating is kind of obvious.
Namibian dating. That's what I'm going to call it. I don't know.
Namibian dating?
I don't know. But you guys got it when I said it. And that's all that matters. I don't know how to explain it, but it's the busu.
The busu?
Yes.
Are you dating right now?
No.
Why not?
I have an ick, I told you.
You have an ick for men?
Yes.
So no, okay.
No dating.
No dating.
Yeah.
Okay, so you kill that one.
Yeah, I'll kill Namibian dating. Or maybe let me say dating in Namibia. I'll kill dating in Namibia.
It's the same everywhere, my dear.
Yeah, but maybe I'll be able to navigate it better everywhere else. But not here. I can't navigate it here.
No.
And then I'll marry monogamy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and fuck polyamory.
I'm the same. I'm definitely marrying monogamy because that's what I want.
I mean, different strokes.
You think you don't think that you could be like in a polyamorous?
No.
Oh, I know I couldn't.
I'm absolutely
crazy.
Yeah. I will lose my mind. Like, I'm like great for you that you.
Yeah.
I can't even do casual dating.
Yeah.
I tried that and I was like, oh my God, this is not for me.
It's really hard for me to not catch feelings. I have to be so like. I have to really actively like try not to connect with this person. Like I'm not replying to texts and like not picking up some of your
somebody will be like hi and I'm like oh future husband like that's me. But I'm trying it now with this one, with the tips that you guys gave me.
Are you gonna try casual dating or like just jolling?
No, I'm just gonna jolly
and then
continuously.
No,
I just one.
I guess jolly him and other people most.
Yeah.
But isn't that just dating in Namibia?
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers don't lie.
Like I have, I tried to set up a date or whatever because somebody tried to hit on me last year, and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute. But I was like, I'm seeing somebody. Ugh. That time I'm just being loyal to the wrong person. Anyways,
I can't believe you're saying that.
Emotional.
Yeah. So anyways, I was like, before I came back to Namibia, I was like, hey, remember those drinks? You know, you said we should go out for drinks. Then I was like, okay, cool. Then he also wasn't in the country, so I'll definitely go on a date with him, okay, and Joel that one.
Okay.
Yes. So that's dating.
So you
in
have
Namibia
perspectives.
Casual dating. Are you supposed to actually go on dates and stuff?
Yeah.
No, because I was gonna.
No, you're not.
I think so. No, you are, guys. You're like casual dating is most. Oh, I'm seeing you and I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
So you're still doing like stuff that like getting to know each other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can fuck if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to.
If you want to.
I guess I'm casually dating. Some only, but only one person.
Like
but
talking.
You're open to dating other people as well. Like if someone else,
that's my man now.
No, that's not your man.
No, that's not your man, sweetie.
He's really he not is. Your man. No.
No.
Not
Carla, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Wow. No.
That's your man. You're gonna stick by him.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna stick beside him. Don't waste a decade of your life. So, casually dating.
I'm just realizing that I used to be such trash, right? It's only now that I've been going on dates.
My like, dear.
Hey, I'm stopping, man. You're supposed to be on my side. I'm being honest.
No, we can't be on your side because you really were trash. Like,
no,
you didn't take the girl on dates. What
you
did?
Dates,
you took me on a few.
We'll go on like dates, but it will always end up at a place with happening.
So
and like it was, but that was the thing. I didn't, yeah. But now
I was
it's
also
like
in
a
busu like that, guys. No trips, nothing.
This guy's trying
excess
to finish his food so that we can go thrive, bro. That was it. Like big fast.
Take a doggy bag.
Take a doggy bag. Where's
a doggy bag? Let's go.
You guys didn't even have curfew that time. You were just hurrying for nothing.
Bruh, it's like wake up. We're going. Where are we drinking today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
But it works, I guess. If
no, it works if you are there in that, and I don't mind. I enjoy. I had fun.
It's like, relationships are different.
No, I had fun, but I didn't have fun all the time because I don't want to do that all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's fun to do that, like to go out with your person, but like that can't be the only thing we're doing. Like we're just smoking hubbly and drinking alcohol. No, you should travel the world.
Something.
You know, have little vacations
and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know.
Of it, bro. So how can I be forcing you to send me good morning texts every day? Just do it,
oh
man.
My God.
Just
you see what I'm talking about. You see what I'm talking about, bruh.
Then
dating in
this
Namibia.
Guy will say, I will not mention Nemo. Mm-hmm. This guy will say, but we've been dating for a while now. Do I still have to keep doing that?
Yes.
Like,
what do you think?
I know they're roasting me today.
Wait, what? Is it you?
No, but I'm the type of person that, like, you know, in the beginning, it's all out. Good morning. I hope you have a really great day.
Good morning, beautiful. The sun shines out of your ass.
Something
yes
like that.
You need to do that.
But it gets to the stage where we've been talking, like, if we were just talking last night now.
Yes,
like, I'm gonna wake
day
up and
it's
like,
the next day.
I'm gonna give you like a joke. Like, oh, shit.
Not at
3
p.m.,
something.
Please.
Yes.
So we have to talk all the time then?
No.
You just have to check
you
in
check
in the morning.
In the morning and in the night. For me, it's
yeah,
both.
It's very
don't go to
better
sleep without telling me.
Like,
what?
Why are you sleeping without saying that?
I get it.
Yes. What? Why? How dare
no,
you?
Just say
extra,
you hate
man
me, maybe.
No, especially if you are out. Then I don't know if you are safe. Like,
okay,
no,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
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 say
okay
something.
And
like,
you
I'm home,
day
good night.
You were out with me every day.
Sometimes.
Look at you.
Oh my god.
Oh, we were young, man. I was like 21.
No, but we enjoyed each other. Well, I did. I don't know. Okay.
It was just okay.
It was okay.
This might actually be enlightening. Okay, do you have any other petty peeves? Okay, you have the ick. You said it was people that are emotional.
Yeah, people that are emotional during the thrive. For the love of God.
I get emotional.
No, but not like that. For the love of God, you know, there are people who, like Lizzie was saying, we all have problems, right? But every thrive, if you talk about that problem, you are crying.
You're only saying this because of the girlie yesterday. Because you spoke to the girlie yesterday.
Yeah, but it's true, man. Like,
I don't think it's
really selfish to stay out while you're Debbie Downering. Let people enjoy themselves.
I just come home.
Or we'll find another place and just drink alone. Go home afterwards.
I'll just be coming home. Like, I just tell you guys, no, guys, I'm tired. Let me go home. Then I just be crying. And then I come home. Not all the time.
So
like
you go home and cry. Why are you crying?
Were you doing that yesterday?
But sometimes I just be like really emotional. I told you, I have my period now. So like it's just a lot of emotions. So I was just like in a room, I was just crying and crying. And I fell asleep. And then in the morning I felt so good. I was like, let's go. I ate my pie and I watched episodes of SBU and stuff.
You guys need to start going to therapy because,
boy, give me money.
There's a lot going on.
You can have three. Therapy.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to that one.
It's not that bad. Philippine?
No, I know. My sister goes there.
Which one is that?
To the state hospital.
Yeah, to the state hospital.
Oh, okay.
They're
so
actually
guys...
really good. She likes it there.
What I like is that one day I found like an old lady, like a grandma with her grandkids, and they had somebody to translate because she could only speak Bamboo.
Yeah.
Apparently, she had caught COVID, and so... COVID was over, like she recovered, but then she was still just isolating herself from the family.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, like she was, I don't know, traumatized or something. Yeah. So then they brought her in, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't be eavesdropping, but I was like, oh, yeah.
When I took my sister, I was also eavesdropping on the people's things. People really come there with like hectic things, but like, I don't think there's no that part of the state. That part of the state, they're really doing good.
Yeah.
If they could just maybe get more people, I think it could be really great.
Yeah, because even really if they put you on meds, it's also free.
Yeah,
because there was a time
free.
They were like, oh, how do you sleep? And the thing is, I've been diagnosed of having insomnia for like years. And I'll be like, oh no, but I make it work.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, even when you go to work, I'm like, yeah, no, I just, you know, I make it work. And they're like, no, sweetie.
That part of the state is really good.
Yeah, because really then good. They have treatment like psychotherapy and also medicine.
Yeah.
Because if you get medicine only, you're just treating your symptoms, but you're not treating the cause whatever.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
So
Nona sees both of them because she's also on medication, so she sees the psychiatrist and the
psychologist.
Because I have a friend that was explaining to me that there's types, aren't there? There's like cognitive behavioral therapy as well.
Yeah.
Which teaches you how, like, when you are going through it or when you are, if you have depression, anxiety, it gives you tools to. When you're alone, react. So yeah, gents, let's go to the state.
You go to therapy. I want you to go to therapy. Please do it. At least just one session.
Okay. I think you should go.
Or like five. Let's say five because one more is never in.
I'm going to start now.
Oh, I'm in therapy.
No problems.
Yeah.
But the therapist always just like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Come back when you want.
Yeah.
No, when you're like critical, sometimes it's like you go there once a week or every week or every month. The other therapist cut me off. She was like, okay, girl, you goodbye, you know. And then this one, I went to see this one because, okay, I went to her with someone for couples therapy. So now I went back alone and be like, your girl is single now. Okay, she was like, okay. So I think I just needed that validation because she's like, you're very intuitive. You just need to trust yourself because what you're doing is just correct. Like, you're fine. Yeah, I just have a doubt, you know, you don't trust yourself sometimes. Yeah. So yeah, therapy is good.
It's great that it's available for free at the state.
So yeah, to tell the person, the one who's emotional in the thrives, do they go to therapy?
Hey, that person went to, when I tell you, that person went to therapy, and then started lying to the therapist.
Oh, okay. It's
you
one
know,
of those.
It's like
then that's bad.
You should never lie to the therapist.
Yeah, because it's not helping. What are you doing? You're wasting your time.
And eventually they just stop going. So, I don't know. It's crazy, man. I know this is off topic, but like when you have a friend that's not even spiraling, that's just like like you say, it's they're in Chernobyl there. I swear to God, you know,
they're in the mess, exactly, in the middle of the mess.
They can't smell the uranium.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's also, yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't know what to do, but we'll see.
Sometimes you need to want to help yourself. That's the only thing.
I think not even sometimes. It's really just like that. Because me, I can be giving you advice, all of the advice in the world. But as soon, as long as you don't see that you need the advice, you'll never take it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
But sometimes you need a life, a dramatic life event to push you over the edge to push yourself back up. Some people need that, like... somebody needs to die, or okay, that's very morbid.
but
it's true, it's true. Then it just triggers everything, and you're like, your life can't go on like this. Mm. So, yeah,
sure.
So, we don't have any more petty peas.
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
Yeah,
what's yours?
What's your petty peeve?
You claim to like me, but you're not texting me good morning. What's that about?
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
That no communication. I just I like attention. I'm really an attention whore. It's a problem.
No, it's not. Because you don't even come look for attention by your friends.
Okay.
Some people just do you have those friends where you're like, I'm so happy they're in a relationship because the emotional labor is less on you.
Oh my god.
No, some people are so heavy all the time, and it's like you are a lot.
Okay. I don't think I have friends like that anymore. I used to have friends like that, but I don't think I have friends like that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Okay, give yourself a shout out, and then we'll do mine.
Okay. Ooh, I must give my number.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No, give your email address.
Enjoy.
Because people are weird. Oh yeah, or your Instagram handle.
I don't have Instagram.
Twitter. Email address and Twitter. That will work.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How do I do this?
Hi, I'm with JC Kwambi. Why are you shy?
I'm shy because I don't know, like, what?
You don't know your email address, it's your big age.
I know my email address, okay. I just don't know, like, how to do it on the... People are gonna hear this, okay.
People heard everything you said to
Yeah, but I just be talking shit, you know, that's different. Yeah, so guys, my business is technical writing and translations. Yeah. And what else did I put on the poster? I forgot. Carola, help me.
Oh.
Technical writing and
edit proofreading
and editing. Yes. That is my business. So if you need any of those services, please hit me up. I'm just gonna give my number because I don't know, my email is really long. Mm-hmm. So my number is 08523213397.
Say it again.
08523213397. Please.
Okay.
Great. Yes.
Okay. The second black business shout out is Ilatulie Kitchen. I'm saying it like that because I'm Donga.
Yeah.
Because we will say Ilatulie. Yeah. But yes. Same handle on Instagram. They open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the number is 081-336-2081. Alrighty.
They make great charcuterie boards.
Right? Charcuterie.
Yeah. They sponsored the food for today and it was amazing.
Yeah. It was so
and
great.
It actually had a theme.
Yeah.
Like, say, the theme was, girl, I don't know what I'm doing, but it's going to be great anyway.
And it was great.
It was so great.
Yeah. So
they have like desserts and mangoes and things. It was
amazing. And they have smileys, they have trotters. She will even debone the smiley for you.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Debone a smiley?
You can. Oh, she doesn't.
So you just take off.
You
like
just tell her that you want it to deconstruct it, and she'll literally take everything off the bone for you, and the brain.
That's great.
Yo, that's customer
service. Yeah.
I mean, she might just put maybe the brain in like a little.
Yeah.